This Mario.
Oh, hi Mario. This is Paul calling you back here from World Flash. How's everything going?
Oh, doing pretty good. Just getting back to the office here.
Good, good. So, I guess you did have a chance to take a look at that email. Do you have any questions?
No, I was just kind of looking at it, looking over everything. And so that's the email you sent over. So that's a monthly fee that we're looking at?
It is. It is month to month. It is a reduced cost, reduced price for that platinum package. It does still have $100 of Facebook ads every month. Of course, all the content that we keep updated and optimized for you. And it really is designed, you know, for one job to offset the cost of that service. So I was able to waive the one-time setup fee. Normally that setup fee is $299. So I waived that setup fee and reduced the cost of that platinum package from $599 a month down to $249 a month. So that's, you know, still with the $100 of Facebook ads that's originally included in that $599. So it is, of course, designed for us to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. In fact, we don't really break even on that $249, for probably about 4 or 5 months. We have to keep you a satisfied client. But like I said, keeping our clients for the long term is how we've been able to be successful. So as a pricing director, especially being out of the office for half a week last week, not just Thursday and Friday, but half a day on Wednesday, I am authorized to make this as affordable as we possibly can, just in the hopes of filling this particular listing and, of course, moving on to other listings that I already have.
Gotcha. Okay. And then, let's see here. So, look, I thought I had some questions. I was driving down here, and I'm completely blank.
So it is designed to promote your website.
So it's going to promote our website, put us out there, obviously get us more exposure, which definitely I knew was coming. We needed to do that.
Correct, yeah.
As far as the Facebook ads go, like what do you guys do as far as that? Like just like boosting the company out there on Facebook and...
Right. So, I mean, most people are aware that, you know, they have a Facebook page or whatever that is. But, I mean, we do run specific Facebook ads. I mean, like paid ads through Facebook. We usually run about 6 or 8 different ads at a time, you know, target specific services you want to provide, you know, different wording and things like that. We always make sure that the ads that are working for you, we keep going. Anything that's not getting a lot of traction, then we kind of retool those ads for you. The ads work a couple of different ways. Of course, people go on Google and Bing and they look for stuff. Facebook ads will retarget that exact same potential customer. The next time they go on their Facebook page, your business, your website will pop up, kind of reminding them that they did that original search. They might even say, oh, yeah, I remember Juggernaut. I remember that, you know, that term, or even, you know, if they click on your website, very recognizable character. So it targets and retargets. So that means if someone has ever done a search on Google or Bing, well, not ever, but like recently done a search for your services, as long as they're in your service area, Facebook ads will run for them. And even specific cities, zip codes, neighborhoods where you think it's profitable for you to be found, you'll have ads run just part of someone's live stream, right? And with whether they click on it or not, it's there. And if they don't click on it, it costs nothing. If they do click on it, it costs us like 20 or 22 cents. But the $100 of Facebook ads, like I said, 20 or 22 cents a click. So $100 of Facebook ads is about 400 clicks, even a little bit more than 400 clicks in a month. And that's going to cover your service area. So it's just another way of getting your website in front of more people who may be looking for your services. Unlike, on Google where they're actively searching for someone to call, of course you'll have that. You'll be in the local map in the exact moment that someone's trying to find, any of your services. And I know you do a lot of different things. You're not going to be limited by how someone searches for you as long as it's the service that we're promoting and all the different directories that we create for you. You'll be able to get those types of phone calls. So for someone actively searching on Google or Bing, you'll pop up as one of the options. For someone who has done that search, if they're on their Facebook page, you'll pop up again. And if they've never done that search but might be interested enough to kind of click on your website and see what you do, possibly give you a phone call, We can target, like I said, specific places throughout your service area. It's all about getting more eyes on your website. I mean, most business owners understand that a website's important, but obviously most websites are not on the first page, and most consumers make their decision off of what they see on their initial search result. So most websites are never even seen by their intended audience. At best, it ends up like a digital business card. You have to tell people the name of your company, the name of your website for them to find it. Or in most cases, it's just like the digital equivalent of a billboard on a dirt road. It's there, but nobody even knows it's there, so you don't get phone calls from it. So like I said, you already have that great website, so you're a couple steps ahead of some business owners, and getting that website in front of more eyes and getting more phone calls, that's what it's all about.
Okay. And what's your ramp-up time look like on something like that?
So everything happens quickly. I mean, it does have to happen quickly when it's a month-to-month service. We have to get you the return on investment even in that first month. We are told to say 7 to 10 business days. My experience, it's usually less than that. The ads are up and running in 7 days or less. So like I said, it is designed to work quickly for you, get you the return on investment, kind of get your phone ringing quickly and keep it ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time.
Gotcha. Okay. And say we agree to move forward on this call. I mean, what are we looking for as far as startup time? I mean, when would you guys start on the project?
So the next thing that we would do, and there is still time today, in fact, we would do a client interview. And it's just like it sounds. We could do that at 4 o'clock if you're available. Our technician will give you a phone call, and we'll talk to you more about your company, you know, your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business, if you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Of course, we verify information off of your website and information that I have. That helps us to build out the content that will get you on that first page. We make sure that you're verified and recognized by both Google and Bing as an active business in the local area. And then, of course, those Facebook ads, we get those going right away as well. Usually it's less than 7 days before those Facebook ads are running.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I mean, I guess let's give it a shot, man. You got the talk, so let's see if it actually works out.
Well, you know, the best part about it is it's month to month, and we are actually investing in your success as much as you are. Like I said, we really want to keep your phone ringing. We have to earn your business. Now, it's Juggernaut Home Services with an S at the end of it. That's how you want your business to be branded online, right?
That's correct.
Absolutely. And the phone number that we're speaking on now, this is a good number for us to reach you, as well as the number you want your customers to call?
Yes, it is for now.
Okay. And it is it's a smartphone, so you can receive text messages on there. Now, most of the time, you are simply going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. We are promoting your phone number, and customers will be calling that number directly or dialing it, typing it in, or, you know, hitting the click-to-call. When we reach out to you, though, we use phone, text, and email. Emails are usually for longer pieces of information and something that you that we want you to have for your records. Do you have any particular preference as to how we reach out to you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
I don't. I mean, I've got alerts set up on all of them. So
that's perfect.
When they come through, I get them all.
And there will be a little bit of overlap, a little of redundancy. If we reach out to you by phone, we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, probably send a text message. The follow-up call, that is going to be a phone call. Would you be available at 4 o'clock in about a half an hour from now so we can do that client interview today?
I should be available after, yes.
Okay, perfect. You don't have to be in front of a computer. You can be working as long as you can carry on a conversation. Like I said, just kind of basic knowledge questions about your business. The call takes about 25, 30, 35 minutes. It is an hour window. Usually we'll get to you right at the beginning of the hour, so right at 4, maybe a couple minutes after. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning to say a quick hello, introduce you to your technician, answer any questions that you might have before handing it over to them. I'll definitely try to keep my phone line open, although things do tend to get busy sometimes at the end of the day. I wanted to ask you before, because I did see an address, the 2834 Morningside Court. Now, Mario, that's like a residence, right?
That is not. We actually just moved into our office building, so.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So do customers, are you expecting customers to go there? Is that an address you want us to promote?
Yes. That's, everything's getting changed to this address now.
Okay, perfect. And that is in Grand Junction 81503. Oh, we never did get your last name.
Last name is Lechuga. It's Lechuga.
Okay. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, like I said, I'll send you a calendar invite for your follow-up call. Normally our automated system will send out a reminder 1 hour prior, but it's only about a half an hour away. So in a second here, I'll send you a calendar invite just for your record. You don't have to respond to it. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. Now, the other thing that I am required to do here, Mario, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are, in this case, reducing the cost of the service, even waiving that one-time setup fee. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually, though, pretty straightforward. It takes just a couple of minutes. Before I do get to that voice verification, how did you want to take care of that initial investment of $249, MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
It is going to be on a MasterCard, I believe.
MasterCard. And is it Mario Lechuga? Any middle initial or the business name on that card?
Let's see. It does say Juggernaut Home Services on the card.
Okay, perfect. You said that was a MasterCard. That should start with a 5. All MasterCards do. Mario, I am actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay, it is 527-1100-7941-1762.
And then the expiration month and year?
11/29.
11/2029. And the last three digits on the back of the card?
412.
412. So I've got 412. I've got November or 11/2029 for the expiration date. And then was the card itself 5207-1100-7941-1762?
That's correct.
And does that bill at the 2834 Morningside Court?
No, it's actually 815.
Mm-hmm.
Peony Court, P-E-O-N-Y.
And is that still Grand Junction?
No, that is Brighton, Colorado.
Okay, Brighton. And the zip code?
80601.
80601. Now, in about a minute or so after I get through the voice verification, the automated system does send out a confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay. Go right on ahead.
All right. So that toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That is Mountain Time. And, of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day or perhaps the next business day if they receive that email either after hours or maybe very late in the day. The email address is simply support@local/.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email a minute or so after I get through the voice verification. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything that we're just about to go over in the voice verification will also be provided for you in writing, and you will receive that link as well by a direct text message. When you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, let me get that voice verification set up here. Give me just 1 second. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Is Juggernaut Home Services.
Okay, that's exactly how I have that. And then, Mario, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Mario Lechuga, and I'm the owner.
Okay. And then as the owner of Juggernaut Home Services, Mr. Lechuga, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
That is correct.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that MasterCard in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
That is correct. Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible. It is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Simply put, it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Lechuga, of course, you would agree to that, right?
That is correct. Yes, I would.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. It is month to month, and the reason that we ask, well, there's a couple of reasons. First, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing, and then equally or even more important is we'll always make sure your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mario, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Lechuga, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. We do what's called a NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We want to make sure all of the information is accurate. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it is just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, with it being a month-to-month service, that reduced rate, with the setup fee waived, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually be waiving altogether, will be charged today's date, the 3rd of December, in the very reduced total amount of just $249.00. Again, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the Facebook ads are included as well. And like I said, it is a month-to-month service. So recurring billing will occur on the 3rd of the month in that same exact reduced rate of $249.00. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. It is obviously month-to-month no contract, which means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can also pause it. If you end up getting more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, if necessary, you could even pause it seasonally. I don't think that would be the case here. But all that we do request to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Lichuga, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mario, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that actually does conclude the voice verification. Now, like I said, our automated system will send you your confirmation email. The welcome email has your username and password as well. Now, you're going to use that maybe not today or tomorrow, but once your tracking system is up and active, you'll receive a text and email alerting you that it is a up and running, and you can access your tracking system 24/7. Your username is going to be, looks like, your phone number. It's designed to make it easy for you to remember and easy for us to associate with your account and forward out to the right department, access the information necessary. You cannot change your username. It is your phone number, just the numbers, though. The area code is included, but just numbers. No dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So your username is going to be 97020004370. Your default password is SEO reviews, all lowercase, no space, SEOREVIEWS. You can change your password at any point in time. And, of course, that welcome email is, and most emails will have our contact information on there. You'll also receive, you may have already received, the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. Have you already received that one?
Yes, I have.
Okay. If you can open that up, at the top of it, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We've attached a copy of your invoice below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Those blue words, click here, are hyperlinked. If you click on it, it goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. So everything we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. And I know your time is valuable. I don't want to walk you through all of it, but feel free to scroll through it. Google's going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, although about 1 out of 10 people will be using Bing. Most of them search directly on their smartphone. We will mirror the content on Bing, so you'll have first page placement on Bing as well. We want you to get those phone calls and those opportunities. Like I said, we are doing the Facebook ads, and the directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's everything necessary for that first page placement. Now, you'll see a long line. It goes all the way across, and below it, it populates a couple of boxes, both of which we would want you to click. One, that you agree to receive SMS or text messages. The other, that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. So, of course, click that box. You'll see the longer box with an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. That's where you would either copy and paste your name or type it in. If you type it in, it is case sensitive, so the M and the L are capitalized, just those letters though. And if you copy and paste it, be careful to not copy an extra space before your name or after your name. But once you've got your name as it appears in that box, click the confirm signature box. The orangish colored box, if you're on your smartphone, you may need to turn it sideways for that confirmed signature to pop up high enough for you to click on it. But once you click on it, it does a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we reduced the cost, that we waived your setup fee. It also allows us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and for us to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it takes you to the login page asking for your username and password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Okay, I'm there. So it's going to be phone number, correct?
Yeah, you don't have to log in right now. In fact, if you do log in right now, you would probably get a message saying that we're still trying to set everything up. But yeah, your username is your phone number. And then again, the default password, that was what, SEO reviews. Yeah, SEO reviews.
Yeah.
That's going to be all contained in your welcome email. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither which is really true. We do have to do your client interview first for there to be something to track. Like I said, that client interview should be in about 15, maybe 20 minutes. I'll try to keep my phone line open so I can be on the beginning part of that call. Just one other thing that I wanted to do here, just to add a little bit more protection, another layer of security on the account, just a simple question and answer. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Juggernaut Home Services, even if it's you, Mario, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And then this is even more important, especially especially in a week or two. It is designed, of course, to get your phone ringing and have it be potential customers calling you. If you do, for any reason, get any phone calls from someone claiming to be Google, even if they claim to be local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question, and if they can't provide that information to you within seconds, just let them go. If anyone ever calls you and tells you you need to pay more money for your Google listing, you don't even have to ask them if they know the answer. That would not be us. You don't need to entertain that phone call. Like I said, the voice verification was already recorded and attached to your account as another layer of protection for you. It clearly states it only bills on the third of the month for exactly $2.49 and never a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Let's do city.
City, and then what is the answer?
That would be Provo.
Okay. I have to type it in twice, but you are all set and squared away there. And then, like I said, hopefully I will be between phone calls. I should be. I mean, it's going to take me almost the next 15 minutes to put the notes in on the account, so I don't think, unless I get an inbound call, which might happen, I think I should still be not on another phone call when our technician is ready to call you, and be happy to say a quick hello to you. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. I do want to be the very first, though, to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you, get that website in front of more people, get your phone ringing, and, of course, earn your business just 1 month at a time.
I appreciate that.
I appreciate you. I appreciate your time, Mario. We'll be talking to you in about 15, 20 minutes or so.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, too. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.